I come tonight to hear Brother Kilgore to feed my soul, and I'm sure every one of you are here for that purpose tonight. And if Brother Kilgore feeds our soul tonight, he's going to have to do some tall praying right now. Praise the Lord. But it is good to be home and back among the brethren that helped me get the call and get me started in this great work of God. I appreciate it. Home. It was a few nights ago I heard a choir sing a song that said simply, "Take me back." And the essence of the song was that it take me back to the place where I found God. Yesterday morning I had the privilege of preaching in the very place that God filled me with the Holy Ghost. I appreciate the Lord tonight, don't you? And it's good to see that Brother Duke's just like he always has been. Amen.
Hadn't changed a bit.
And I'm sure that California probably won't let him go. And I'm not sure that any other districts would want him. He's my friend. I can talk about him like that. But it is good to be with you tonight, and by the help of the Lord, I want to talk to your heart from the Word. But I think it'd be good first if we'd just raise our hands and just each in our own way just thank God for His goodness, can we? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we worship You, Master. We thank You for Thy greatness. Dear God, dear God. Oh, Lord, Lord. Hallelujah! Oh, thank God, thank God. Oh, do you really love Him tonight? Oh, tell Him about it if you do. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I want to live the way He wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to love, love till there's just no more love. I could never, never outlove the Lord. Come on, church, let's sing it from our heart. I want to live the way He wants me. I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to love, love till there's just no more love. I could never, never outlove the Lord. I want to live the way my Jesus wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to love, love till there's just no more love. Come on, church, let's sing it. Let's enter into the presence of God tonight. Oh, I want to live the way. Is that the way you desire tonight? He wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to raise your hands and sing it. Oh, to live, I want to give until there's just no. I want to love, love till there's just no more love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I kind of feel like us singing that song a few more times tonight. And I'd like to share with you something that happened to me a few days ago. There was an individual who came to my office and began to talk to me about the will of God. And they made a statement something like this, that sacrifice is a type of worship. And I understand that in the Old Testament, it's definitely that. But in this New Testament church, sacrifice is a type of worship. But this individual told me something that I have not been able to get away from. And they said something like this. The sacrifice of our will. You know what our will is, don't you? All of you look at him in the morning every time you get up and look in the mirror. The sacrifice of our will is the highest form of worship that we can give to God. And that, when that statement was made to me, it's been with me from morning till night ever since. The highest form of worship, and I believe in shouting, and thank God for shouting, but the highest form of real worship is the sacrificing of our will. Saying, God, here we are. No special strings attached, God, and no special terms or conditions. It's just, here we are, God. The sacrificing of our will. And I want us to think about that because, you know, I don't know about you folks, but my will has been one of the biggest stumbling blocks in my life. I've had to fight and wrestle with that thing almost continually ever since I found God. And about the time I think I've got my will under control, I see it start to raise up again. And as we sing this chorus again, I wonder if we could sing it in the light. I want to live, Lord. Maybe not the way that I think I ought to live. Or maybe not in the style that I think I should live. But Lord, I want to live the way You want me to live. Lord, I want to give. And I'm not just talking about money tonight. God knows we need to give more money to missions. But I want to give, Lord, of what You gave me. Abilities and talents, whatever they may be, that God endowed us when He filled us with the Holy Ghost. That power that will cause us to witness that we read about in Acts 1 and 8. I want to give that, Lord. Until there's just no more to give. And Lord, then when it's all wrapped up and said and done, I just want to love. I wonder if we could ever love like Jesus loved. The Bible said when He saw the multitude,
multitudes, he was moved with compassion. I want to love until there's just no more love. If somehow we could reach that in this building tonight, there's no telling how God would come down and baptize us afresh. Hallelujah. Give us a renewing, a spiritual renewing. Hallelujah. That would change every one of us before we leave this place tonight. And folks, we've got to have it in this world we're living in. Let me tell you, we've got to have it. The United Pentecostal Church is facing some issues that we have got to get a lay aside our will and our thinking and get a fresh touch from heaven. A renewal of the Holy Ghost in our life. That we'll be able to say, not our will, but thine be done. Oh, God. Let's talk to God right now. Let's sing it like we mean it tonight. I want to live the way He wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to this building ring with it tonight. I want to live the way He wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to love, 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 love. No more love. I could never, never outlove the Lord. I'm going to ask you to sing it one more time tonight. And this time I don't want you to think about who's sitting next to you or what you've got to do tomorrow or what you forgot to do today. And I want you to forget all about who you've got to see during this conference to take care of any business that's necessary. And I want us to close our eyes tonight and on an individual basis. You see, the Bible said we must work out our own salvation. Our own salvation with fear and trembling. And on an individual basis, as we sing it again with eyes closed unto God, I want this song to become a prayer. A prayer that God will help each one of us to do. I want to live the way He wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to love, love till there's just no more love. I could never, never outlove the Lord. Let's talk to Him about it right now. I desperately need you tonight. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated. If you have your Bibles and would turn with me tonight to the fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians. I'm going to start reading at the sixth verse. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are all we delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, and that life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more excellent and far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Hallelujah. There is something that we have got to get a hold of tonight that we can't see with our eyes in this building. There's a world out there that we live in and rub shoulders with every day that we can see. And if we can read our newspapers and examine our Bibles, we can well know that we're living in the end time. And it's not a time for us to become discouraged and despondent and become in despair and say, well, I don't know what in the world's going to happen. And the economy situation looks bad. And we don't know. My brother-in-law and I were in the grocery store today, and it looks like that they just went through there and marked everything up double what it used to be. And if we would allow these things to get a hold of our lives, and the devil would like for us to allow those things to get a hold of our lives, then we'll lose sight of the very thing that's going to have to be in our life for us to come through this thing victorious and be ready to go. Hallelujah. And that thing I'm talking about tonight is a spiritual renewal in each of our individual lives. The Scripture plainly tells us that almost from the day that we were born, we begin to die. And whether I want to admit it or not, the mirror tells me that I'm going to be gray-headed in a few days. And I've already lost my teeth. And a few other things are going wrong. And so I know that regardless of how many baths I may take in hot springs or where I might go, that this outward man is deteriorating. But there's one thing that thrills me tonight. I can be and can know that the spiritual man can be renewed day by day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. There was something that happened to each of us. Some of us, it was maybe last week. Some of us, a month ago, and some of us maybe years ago, and some here tonight maybe 40, 50 years ago. But there was something that took place when we found our individual Pentecost, hallelujah, that gave us the power to be ready when Jesus comes for His church. For the Bible plainly tells us that we have this treasure. What kind of treasure? This light that shined out of darkness. Hallelujah. We've got it in these earthen vessels. We may not be worthy of it tonight, but the Lord in His divine plan and picture made it possible that each of us can have it tonight. Indwelling. Hallelujah. In our hearts. Vibrating. Thank God. To let the world know that He's still alive. But due to the fact that we are in this last time, the pressure is upon the church. Amen. Darkness is covering the land. There's spiritual wickedness in high places. Heads of government are falling like rain. The political situation in many nations is unsure. They don't know whether who's going to be in power when they get up the next morning. And all of these things are upon us. And I'll be honest with you, folks, among the United Pentecostal Church, in my short ministry, I have never witnessed such unrest in all of my life. And this sort of subject came up in a four-man committee meeting the other day. And one of those four men made a statement that the only thing that's going to save, and I'm not a calamity holler tonight, but the only thing that's going to save the United Pentecostal Church is a spiritual renewal of the Holy Ghost. We've got to have it. We've got to have it. We've come too far. No! To allow ourselves to be encumbered with problems that we can't get an answer to. Brother Theobald, are you trying to run from the problems and the issues? No. But I believe there's a place in God that the church can get in that we can get an answer from heaven. Hallelujah! I'm tired of struggling and wondering and going and here and wondering who's right and if this man's right. It's time we get a hold of God. And the only way we're going to do it, we're not going to do it on a section-wide basis. We're not going to do it on a district-wide basis. And my friend, we won't get the job done in Fort Worth, Texas. No, sir. It's going to have to start in our own home, in our own life. There has got to be a renewal of the presence of Almighty God within Dave Theobald tonight. And it's got to come within you. For you see, when God gave us this thing, He said, look, this is so wonderful and you have it in your earthen vessels. He said, and because of that, we can realize that it's God in us and it's not any goodness on our part. It's not even of us. But it's Him in us. And because He's in here, the Bible said, sure, we're troubled, but we're not distressed. And we're sure enough perplexed, but there's no reason to be despairing. And bless your heart, we're being persecuted. Yes, we are, in many places in the world. Some of our fine saints recently are laying down their lives in the Philippine Islands under the assassin bullets. Oh, yes, they are. We're being persecuted, but we're not forsaken. Cast down, but you'll never destroy the church of the living God. And I'm positive about that tonight. There's going to be a church, and it's going to be without spot or wrinkle. I'll be somebody. But the thing that I'm excited about tonight, I want to be sure I'm in the church. Amen, amen. You might say, well, you're looking out for your own hide. Listen, I got a reason to look out for it. Because I find out if I'm not in the church, there's a place somewhere that I don't want to go. And it may be fundamental and baby talk, but nevertheless, I don't want to go there. So what are you going to do? There's got to be a renewal. Though the outward man perish, Yet the inward man is renewed day by day. You see, there's nothing that God has made that is self-existence. Flying on that great big 1011 jet coming out here Saturday, I took a nap. In fact, my wife, we'd been quite busy recently, and both of us were weary, and she went back in the middle of the planes, one of them where there's about 11 or 12 seats all the way across the thing, one of them big ones, and she got her a place to rest, and I went to sleep. And after a while, I woke up with the captain stating that he had just got permission from the radar to give us a bird's eye view of Yosemite Valley. He lowered that thing down. It looked like we were almost scraping the treetops. The stewardess had been flying that particular flight for 6 years, told us that I've never seen a pilot do this before. And she was so excited. And he laid that wing over to the right and started around Yosemite Valley. And we saw Half Dome, and all of a sudden he announced, "There it is," and I looked at it. The Yosemite Falls, the upper falls and the lower falls. Oh, how beautiful it was. How beautiful it was. In fact, I had the privilege one time of hiking to the top of it. I sat there with my feet dangling in the ice cold water. And it was a thrill to see it. But you know what? That falls would not be there and would not be rolling at the force it was had it not been that there was some snow in the mountains up there that God put down. And He puts it there every year. Amen. Amen. Yeah. And because of that, that gigantic falls that just seems to trickle out of a little mountain stream is renewed every year.
Hallelujah.
Renewed. Oh, it was a beautiful sight. And then I thought, Lord, if we're ever going to shine for You like that waterfalls, there's got to be a renewal take place somewhere. Hallelujah. For you see, whether we want to admit it or not, there's inside of us, because we are still robed in flesh, there's tendencies in our flesh to possibly backslide. Amen. And traveling downhill as far as the spiritual things of God is the easy way to go. It's easy to neglect our prayer life, and it's easy to neglect fasting. And it's easy to get so involved that we forget about this man inside. Oh, yes. Preacher, how do you know? I've been there many times, many times. Amen. It's easy to do it. And if we're not careful, if we're not aware of the fact that there's got to be a renewal, there is a possibility of actually losing out with God sitting on a Pentecostal pew where the songs of Zion are flowing and the power of God is moving. And you look around and you see everybody else getting a blessing, and you wonder why that you hadn't talked in tongues in a long time. You wonder why that you haven't felt the surging of the Holy Ghost and felt that tingle going up and down your spine and your hair almost standing on end. And you wonder why, Lord, why couldn't I feel it? You've been too busy. Everything's been going by. It's a rush. It's a hustle and a bustle. It's get going. It's get involved. It's work for God and work ourselves right out of heaven. This Bible tells me that we are not to be conformed to this world. No, sir. In fact, Paul made it so strong. He said, "I beseech you, I implore you, I beg you. Therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God," the mercies of God. If it wasn't for the mercies of God tonight, there's not a one of us sitting here who would be ready to go to heaven. We've all failed God. We've miserably failed God. And as long as we live, we'll be failing Him. But He said, "I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies." What kind of a sacrifice? A living sacrifice. Here it comes. Holy, acceptable unto God. Oh, Lord, if I get in that condition, there's no doubt about it, I'm going to make it to heaven. Look at me, Lord. But He come along and punctured my balloon, and He said, "Which is just your reasonable service. Just your reasonable service." And then He said, "Be not conformed to this world." Don't get contaminated with it. And folks, we're getting contaminated with it, whether you want to believe it or not. Amen. We have kidded ourselves and bragged about the fact that we're the holiest organization on the face of the earth. But I'm here to tell you, we got a lot of loopholes. Cut hair and lipstick and rouge on Holy Ghost Bill Sayers, supposed to be. The pastor carries a card just like I do. Yes, sir. A United Pentecostal Church. I thought I was in the First Baptist Church. I really did. And I was supposed to be preaching on missions. And I wanted to get my Bible and hit Acts 2:38 and tell them how to be saved. And the pastor leaned over to me and he said, "You notice that group of people sitting back there?" And I had noticed them all right. They were the ones that was answering all the questions in the Bible class that morning. He said, "They come from an independent Jesus-named church." And he said, "I haven't got a chance to get them all lined up yet." And that sounded, you know, fairly reasonable. You can't expect people to start doing everything what they're supposed to be doing right off the bat. I remember in San Pablo when I had so much bleached hair and cut hair, and I was almost ashamed for my preacher friends to come and visit me because we had so many backsliders praying through, and they hadn't had a chance. You remember that, Brother Morton? They didn't have a chance to let the hair grow out yet and let all that dye and bleach and all that stuff. You know, they looked crazy, man. They had different colors, you know, white and yellow and all that stuff. And one sister said, "What am I going to do? Wouldn't it be all right, Pastor, just to dye it a little bit and just, you know, keep darkening it a little bit until my dark hair grows out?" I said, "I'll just leave it like that. Let's let it shine for Jesus." Now, I know what you're thinking. I'm meddling tonight, and sure enough, I am. But I'm sick and tired of us bragging about being holy, and we're not. In a little bit, a thought came to me. I know where it came from, God and the devil. I leaned over to that fellow, and I said, "How long have they been here in your church since they come out of that other church?" Over to me and told me last October, which was about 9 months ago, and my heart got sick again. Before that day was over, I made an altar call, and I saw hungry people coming to the altar. And I saw mascara being washed away by tears from hearts that wanted to do right, but they'd never been told how. No, sir. But let's preach it and make it stick. Let's don't preach it and ignore it. Come on. This is a minister's conference, isn't it, Brother Flash? I don't think there's any place in this organization to throw out a man because he wants to advertise on TV and keep those that's got their churches full of them. And I'm not condoning either thing. But folks, we've got some spiritual renewing to do. This is not a TV issue. It's a spiritual issue. Amen. I believe if we'd get prayed through and get our hearts right, it'd be out of the question. Amen. 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 There's a lot of other things that needs to come out of the United Pentecostal Church. And then could I get over into the spirits that are going around the church? Amen. Amen. One pastor can't get along with another pastor across town. And a saint's just fine as long as he's paying tithes into this local church. But when he moves, he's a reprobate. He's no good. You're looking at one preacher that don't believe that you'll go to hell if you move out of my church. I don't believe that, but things are sure getting kind of quiet in here tonight. Come on, brethren, what are we, gods? Are we shepherds, under the great shepherd? And I realize. realize that I'm not going to be too popular after tonight, but I'll tell you, there's been something that's stirring my heart. I have actually been told there's nothing for you to brag about because you're from the Western District. Yes, sir. And we have established a attitude across the United Pentecostal Church that we're so holy out there that we'll just walk by with our nose high in the air. Brother, I wish we could change that image and not compromise holiness one bit. But I wish it'd be talked all over the United Pentecostal Church that, brother, there's one thing I can say for those preachers and saints in California, that they're the most spiritual people that ever walked the face of the earth. How's it going to be? It's got to be a renewal, an old-fashioned renewal. We don't need these altars for people to get the Holy Ghost in. You can get it right in your seat tonight if you're here and don't have it. But I'll tell you what, the saints need to wet these altars with tears, crying out to God. Hallelujah. What are you doing? I'm renewing. I'm renewing. I'm renewing. Oh, God. You know what that word renew means? It means to make new again. It means to gain anew, as new. It means to make new spiritually. It means to restore. Oh, we need to get back to that first love. That first love. Hallelujah. That love that would automatically teach a woman to let her hair go and not cut it. That first love. Hallelujah. That would condemn a heart to hell if they put dye on it. Come on. That first love. That would condemn you if you told a little white lie. That's the popular thing now. I heard a man say about one of our preachers the other day, you know how you can tell when he's lying? And I said, well, no, how? He said, when he opens his mouth. That was said about one of our preachers. That hurt me. That hurt me. I can find no place in the Bride of Christ for spirits like that. No, sir, folks, we can't. Let's quit telling the rest of the world how holy we are and let's show them. Unconscious backsliding from God will actually be upon us unless we experience the renewals of God's Spirit. Brother Von Morton sitting here tonight, a good friend of mine, he's held me two or three great revivals. And one of the outstanding things that I remember from this, far as I'm concerned, a great man of God, was not so much the messages. Brother Morton, there's only about one or two messages you preached, I really remember. One of them was just let it unfold. But what I remember about this man was those 10 o'clock morning prayer meetings. When he got everybody that would come out to the prayer meeting gathered around, and we just had a hallelujah time renewing one another in the Holy Ghost. It wasn't all that exciting. It was pretty rough plowing sometimes. And in fact, during one of his revivals, I had what I thought was a real good saint tell me, I'll see you and I'll never be back again. And she didn't. She left. But you see, that renewal was the thing he was after. Hallelujah. Folks, we've got to have it. We've got to have it. I don't care if you had a 100-soul revival. Those 100 souls are going to have to be renewed somewhere along the road. It doesn't make any difference how much Holy Ghost I got 15 or 20 years ago. I don't care anything about your experience 50 years ago. But what God cares about tonight is what's on the inside now. Now! Now! Do you believe tonight that without the Lord we can do nothing? Huh? Do you really? But I wonder how much we try to accomplish on our own abilities and talents and leave God set aside. Oh, Lord, help us tonight. The young and the old, the men and the women, have got to renew. If you allow me for a little bit to go to Psalms 51, I want to talk about a man that realized his shortcomings with God, if we can give him the credit for writing this 51st Psalm, and I want to give him the credit tonight. But if David did write it, here was a man that probably failed God in more ways than a lot of us here tonight. But there was something in this man that God made a statement one time, "He's after my own heart." I've often wondered about that. I wondered, how could he be one of the most miserable sinners recorded in the book and still be after God's own heart? But I want you to know there was something in that man that cried out for a renewal with God. And when you start reading the first verse of the 51st Psalm, you will hear words that some of us need to pray tonight. "Have mercy on me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Oh, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me." You know, there could be some sins we don't recognize or not willing to recognize. It's pretty easy for us to recognize adultery if we commit adultery, or if we lie, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But if self-righteousness would happen to get a hold of us, it's pretty hard to see that. That's right. And he realized that his sins were against God and him only. That's what he said. Now, he went on down in the 7th verse and he said, "Now purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean." He said, "Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow." Oh, we need some washings tonight. Come on, saints. We need some washings tonight. Oh, for those hours at the altar. I remember many times right in this building. I remember them at San Pablo. I remember them in Santa Cruz after almost everybody else went home laying before God. No, usually there's a dozen or a half. There they are. What are they doing? They're renewing. It's them kind of saints you don't have to preach to. They're always there when you need them. You don't have to worry about them not paying their tithes. They're going to do it, because if they didn't, the Holy Ghost would talk to them about it. You wouldn't have to say anything about it. He said, "Make me to hear joy and gladness." Not to talk about our neighbor and gossip and run the next fella down the street down and get jealous of the new clothes he's got and the fine car he's driving. No, God. But let joy, hallelujah, of the Lord, and gladness. And Lord, let me be so wrapped up in this thing that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hallelujah. Let me to realize I'm just a glorified mud ball, and I have nothing in me that's right. But let me be your presence. That's more important than anything in the world. I watched a good friend of mine recently strive through this old life to gain a little bit in this world, and in the past few months he has lost multiplied thousands of dollars, and I look at him and he's hurting, and he's about to break his health, and I thought to myself, what if all those energies had been placed in the right channel for those material things? You're not going to take them with you. No, you're not. And then David come down to the 10th verse that we've sung songs about, the choir sings about it, and every time I hear it, it's something new gets a hold of me. And he made this statement, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." A clean heart. 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 And then, Lord, there's something else I want you to do. And this is what I'm talking about tonight. Renew a right spirit. A right spirit. Everybody say that. A right spirit. In my neighbor, man. Get a hold of Brother Price. He's not treating me quite right. Lord, you give him a right spirit. It won't make any difference how he treats me if I got a right spirit. Come on. Brother Theobald, you don't look all that holy.
Well, I've heard it said many times. You know how it goes. This finger goes out there and this and comes back here.
But David said, create in me a clean heart, Lord.
And renew in me a right spirit. And then he got real desperate to God and he said, cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. I don't care how this ship rocks. I want a clean heart and a right spirit. Undoubtedly, she's rocking in the will of God, or he wouldn't be rocking it. Come on. But when the sea's settled out and she's all calm, I still want to be in the ship. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Restore unto me joy of thy salvation. Oh, let me back to that first love, Lord. Let me feel like I did the first night I got the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. And then only, will I be able to teach transgressors thy ways. That's what the book says. And sinners shall be converted unto thee. When David said, when I get in the right spirit, then I'll be of a value to God. Amen. And then he went down in the 17th verse and he said, the sacrifices of God are how much I can give to missions. Huh? The sacrifices of God is how big I can build a church. Did he say that? He said the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, will thou not despise. Brother Price, if we ever need to get a spiritual renewal, we need it now. And I'd like to see every minister of the United Pentecostal Church walk into Fort Worth, Texas at General Conference time if the Lord doesn't come for His church. Not with a spirit we're going there to show them. No. As sure as we do, we'll fall flat on our faces.
But let's walk into that conference with a prayer in our heart. Days of fasting behind our lives. A right spirit.
Hallelujah.
And when that business session comes around and those resolutions hit the floor, the Holy Ghost will not have to speak in tongues and give interpretation. It will already have given direction in every man's heart. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! It'll be forever settled in here. And we'll stand on our convictions, our individual convictions, not what somebody else wants us to do, but what God wants us to do.
I wonder what would happen to a garden if you went out and planted the seed in the garden and then you just left it alone. You never hoed the weeds, you never put any water in there and irrigated it, and you never fertilized it, and just left it alone. Well, you'd be very fortunate to have anything come out of the garden that was worthwhile.
Right.
Try it. I've never been in the service, but I wonder what would happen to them big ships out there on that salt sea if there wasn't a renewal process going on.
You hardly can ever cross the Golden Gate Bridge or the Bay Bridge or any of those big bridges that you're not taking a chance on getting overspray on your car, because what are they doing? They're renewing that bridge. If they don't renew it, it'll rust out and fall down. And I'm telling you tonight, the wear and tear that the old devil is allowing to hit all of us, if there's not a renewal, we're going to rust out and fall to the wayside.
I don't care how or how much you run the aisles, or how much you talk in tongues, there's got to be a renewal, a right spirit, a clean heart. It's got to be.
It's got to be. It's got to be. For in Titus chapter 3, verse 5, it's not by works of righteousness. And don't anybody call me a compromiser tonight. I believe holiness just as straight and strict as any preacher in this building. But it is not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, God's mercy. He saved us by the washing of the regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. And only in that spiritual atmosphere are we going to be able to really please God. Ah, you watch the UPC. It's going just like the Assembly of God. It's going like, there may be parts of it that way, but I'm glad the UPC is not the bride of Christ. Because there'll be some folks in the bride that I don't think the Bible's going to allow in there. Amen. But you see, it's not a license or it's not an organization that's going to put you in the bride. But it's what thus saith the word of the Lord. And it told me tonight that the outward man is going to perish, but the inward man is renewed day by day. Shall we stand? I wonder if you could talk to God a little bit tonight. Where are you at in God's renewal process? Where are you at tonight, saints? Have you been so long out of step with God that you couldn't hear His Spirit talking to your heart about renewal? Could it be that you felt you've progressed too far in God that you don't need a renewal? If that's the case, you're the very man, you're the very woman that God's wanting to talk to tonight. Oh, yes. It would seem such a tragedy for a man or a woman that's lived for God for many years and sacrificed and give to God and a stalwart, and then in the latter days tried to live on past experiences with God, and finally, before they die, lose out. Oh, my Lord, what a horrible thing. That's the most horrible thing I can think about right now. But it don't have to be that way. If there's just that little renewal process that we'll allow to begin in our lives. Oh, hallelujah, that once again, when you wake up in the morning, you can feel the glory of God and feel the power of God. Oh, Brother Theobald, is everything going to be all right then? No, you're going to have the same aches and pains. You're going to have the same trials and the same discouragements and the same problems facing you, but you're going to have a joy. I heard a missionary preach the other night there was a difference in happiness and joy. Amen. Amen. I never thought about it that way. Results of our emotions, but real joy comes from God. I want us to sing this chorus again tonight. I want to live the way you want me to live. And I'm going to make an altar call for the saints tonight. And I don't want us to just come up here because somebody else is coming up here. And coming up here is not saying that you're backslid or... But you just feel an urgency in the Spirit tonight for a little renewing. A renewing, a spiritual renewal. For tomorrow you may face a problem that you wished you'd have had that renewal tonight to help you through it tomorrow. That's right. And I'd like for us to just crowd in as close to the front of this place as we can, right along these steps and all around these altars, if there's that many here tonight that are interested in what I've been talking about. And I want us to come as we sing this song and let's mean it from our heart, because the process of renewal that you may begin or continue in tonight may make the difference in you being in the rapture or not being in the rapture. And if you don't make it in the rapture, don't anybody get excited or fall back on the devilish idea that there's a second chance for you. It's not in the book. You can't live for God now, you'll never give your head in the tribulation.
You won't do it. I don't care. You won't do it.
Now is the easiest time to live for God, while His Spirit is still working among us.
I want to live the way He wants me to live.
If you just gather up close to the front, maybe stand. More people can get up here if we stand.
There's just no more to give. I want to love, love till there's just no more love. I could never, never outlove the Lord.
I'd like everybody in the building to find a place to pray tonight. I don't care if you're a sinner. It's time for you to call on God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to love, love till there's just no more love. I could never, never outlove. I want to live the way He wants me to live. I want to give until just no more to give. I want to love, love till there's just no more love. I could never, never outlove the Lord.
Oh, let's talk to Him, saints. Let's talk to Him.